This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
The Oz 9 Night Before Christmas, with apologies to Clement Clark Moore. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the ship, not a passenger was stirring, there was nothing to flip. Olivia was snarky, Cal was polite, by opening his mouth Colin provided some light. The good? Doctor's lab was enveloped with fog, and Jesse's worst rescue ever had a side of eggnog. Freeze and the Tross were sharpening knives, while Leet, playing fish, asked, "You got any fives?" When what did the 778 apparently see? We're still not quite sure. They didn't agree. It appeared on the radar as a little red blip. Could it be? Santa's coming in a holiday spaceship? It clanged on the hull with a bunch of loud clunkies. A small red pod pulled by 50 space monkeys. Out popped the pilot, so lively and quick, the assassins thought surely this must be a trick.
"His suit, he's bleeding, for it is all red. When I kill him, he will be even more dead."
"It's Santa, you idiot. Stop trying to keel, or I'll red sharpie you till you no longer feel." Head One droned on with the history of Saint Nick, while Emily hoped for a ciggy real quick. Leaving his monkeys a-twitter on the hull, Santa entered the airlock. His bag was quite full. He found the 9's tree made of night vision goggles? How'd they do that? The mind truly boggles. He said not a word but went straight to his work, laying out presents with a wry little smirk. Bubble wrap for Mad Pants to keep her a-popping. Martinis for Colin so he'll never stop fopping. Wrapped in a tartan, it's haggis for Jesse. A new mop for Joe in case things get messy. Nothing dangerous for Freeze, just some French wine. A new pencil skirt fits the albatross just fine. Cal has a timer that now runs for 12 hours, a generator for Doc, whose lab that it powers. For Head One, some upgraded Wikipedia chips, and repairs to Emily's vocabulary slips. Finally, for Leet, something he'll dig. We see now why Santa's bag was so big. A dazzle of zebras with stripes black and white. "It's perfect," squeed Lee. "A gift that's just right." Santa's eyes twinkled as he said to the crew,
"You could all use some good cheer after all you've been through."
Then, fastening his helmet and giving a nod, Santa whipped out the airlock and back to his pod. The crew waved goodbye as the space monkeys flew. Just for one night, their spirits lifted anew. They heard him exclaim as he flew into the black,
"Merry Christmas to all, and give G2 some slack!"
Written by Richard Nadolny of Oz9 Podcast.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
After another, as
all I can do. That's all any of us can do. I was remote ops in the war. Neural implants let me control trucks, drones, whatever you got. Now I'm back and all these government-issued prosthetics are falling apart.
What the hell are you doing in my barn?
I'm just looking for a little power, and then I'll be on my way.
That'll be Arlen Frey. He must have seen you on the drone feeds.
Who is he?
The meanest son of a bitch with a badge.
Broken Road. A dystopian audio drama coming Monday, July 25th, 2022 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you like to listen. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Broken Road Pod. Learn more at www.recursor.tv/Broken Road.